3-7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hey, it's the first day of spring. Isn't that a great sign that things are beginning to change? For some of you, the grass is beginning to change color. The snow is melting, hopefully for all of you. And that will be absolutely wonderful to see the grass. And I figured with the arrival of spring, why don't we bring the grass man on? The one, the only, Ashton Ritchie from Scott's Company. He's the man that taught me a lot about the lawn, and I thought we'd start off the year, and he can tell you exactly what needs to be done, because now is the best time to get rid and prevent crabgrass from taking over your lawn. Ashton, good morning, and welcome the first day of spring.
Good morning, Paul. I tell you, I've got muscles that are aching because I got out there and did a little raking yesterday. And you know, you get kind of fat and lazy during the winter. You're looking at all the bad weather outside, and you're just kind of wondering when it's going to all end. Luckily, I moved a little bit further south a year ago, so it's not quite as bad down here. But I've been thinking about you this winter.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of snow in Maine. Most of it is gone. I mean, there's still places where there's still quite a bit of snow. It's been a strange winter. Along the coastline, we had more snow than the mountains this year.
Yeah.
The storms seemed to just come up the coast and never went inland.
Yep. So the thing you want to do is, I was kind of joking a little bit about the aching muscles, but that is the kind of good kind of hurt that you get from going out and doing a little bit of physical exercise on your lawn in the spring. This is the time when if you go out with a leaf rake, one with the flexible tines, not the garden rake with the real stiff tines, and you go out, and if you have any matted leaves, you want to kind of rake those out a little bit, and if you have any of the patches of white matted grass where the grass's blades look like they're kind of stuck together, and they are matted down, and usually in a patch, this is a fungus called snow mold. But it's not something you usually have to do a whole lot about other than just giving it a rake with the leaf rake and then giving your lawn a good feeding. And what you're doing by doing those two steps is you are exposing the crown of the grass plant, or in other words, where the new growth is initiated. You're exposing that to the air and the water so it's not smothered by those grass blades that are all stuck together over top of, and kind of shielding it. And smothering the grass. So if you can give it a little bit of a raking and then, of course, a good feeding at the same time, and then that's when you have to make a choice. Do I feed with a regular good fertilizer like Super Turf Builder, or do I feed with a product that also has crabgrass pre-emergent?
Now, I'm glad you mentioned crabgrass preventer. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between, I know Scott's makes two different types. One that is for just your average lawn that you want to feed and you want to prevent crabgrass, but Scott's has developed a product that will kill the crabgrass seed, but knows the difference between lawn seed and crabgrass seed. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, if we roll it back a little bit and explain that crabgrass is an annual, and it thrives in the summer, germinates in the spring, thrives in the summer, and then dies with the frost. And so those seeds are just laying in the soil now from last summer, and they're waiting to sprout. And, of course, this is also the time of the year when you might want to seed some bare spots or seed parts of your lawn that might be thin. Maybe you had some grub damage from last year or something like that. So the dilemma that everybody always faces is how do I prevent my crabgrass seed from growing without preventing my good grass from growing? And if you use a regular crabgrass preventer like the Scott Super Turf Builder with Halts or the Scott Step 1, then that will actually prevent the grass from growing the same time as preventing the crabgrass from growing. So if you are going to do a lot of spring seeding and you want your good grass to grow, but you still want to prevent crabgrass, then you need to use a product we have. It's called Step 1 for New Seedings, and it's the one that has the crabgrass prevention, but it is also compatible with new grass. We also sell it as a product called Starter Fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer. So if you're using either Step 1 for New Seedings or Starter Fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer at the same time you seed, then that will help you prevent crabgrass without hurting your new grass from growing.
Now, how much time do people have to get this done? I know some places there's still snow. My yard, for example, in Maine, we still have mounds of snow in places. But how much time do we have this down?
That's a great question. It really boils down to soil temperature. But, you know, most of us don't have a soil thermometer. So the easiest way to kind of tell is look for other signs in Mother Nature that are typically lined up with the same kind of timing as crabgrass germinating. And one of the ones that is an old standby is after the forsythia bush is finished blooming with its yellow blooms, and then those blooms start to drop off of the forsythia, and the green leaves start leafing out, that's when crabgrass germinates. Or when you see lilacs blooming, or if you see dandelions starting to show puffballs, after they have been started to show the yellow flowers, you start to see the puffballs, then that usually means that the temperatures are warm enough. So a lot of folks have a lot of time left to get that down. And so it's, but some people, if they in your listening area, as they move further towards the south, then, you know, the timing is perfect to get it down now.
Okay. Now, another thing is, a lot of people will put it down. They'll say, okay, I'm all done. It will take care of itself. If we have a dry spring and it doesn't rain, how important is it to change the crabgrass preventer from a powder to a liquid?
Yeah, getting watering it after application, at least within the first day or so, is usually a good idea to make sure that you get control. And, of course, most of the time in the spring we have regular rain, so it's not usually an issue, but as you said, if they get a dry spring, then definitely that can pop up as a problem.
And how much water? Let's say we put it down, we set up our sprinkler. How long should we run the sprinkler to change it to a liquid and to wake up the fertilizer to get that going also?
Well, it's not as much as you would have to do with a deep watering, say in the dry time of the year. So, usually if you're running your sprinklers for 15 to 30 minutes, that's usually enough.
That would be enough moisture to get everything activated.
Yes.
Now, should people be concerned if they're putting down their crabgrass preventer and fertilizer, if it drifts into their perennial beds or in their landscape planting?
Well, it's really designed to get onto your lawn, so that's why I really like the Scott's Edge Guard spreader that actually has a shield on the right-hand side. So that when you don't have the shield engaged, which is called the Edge Guard, if you don't have that engaged, then you're throwing the granules in a broadcast pattern that's about 5 feet wide. But if you engage the shield on the right side, then it's only throwing to the other, to the left side, and you can actually go around the perimeter of your yard, next to your landscape beds, next to the sidewalk, next to the driveway, and you can direct the granules of the lawn food and crabgrass preventer right where you want it, right on the lawn. So that's that helps keep you from throwing it where you don't want it and wasting it. But typically, you know, if you get a little bit into your perennial bed, that's not going to be a problem with a crabgrass preventer. But as far as some other weed controls, you definitely don't want to get them onto your perennial beds.
Now, we were talking about using the Edge Guard. If somebody has an old Scott spreader, they've had it for a few years, they've added line to it, and the holes have gotten larger, what do you recommend that the people do with an older drop spreader when they're putting down a product like Super Turf Builder?
Wow, if you still got one of the old metal spreaders, which we haven't sold in quite some time, then you might want to put it in a museum of some sort and go ahead and get a new spreader. I mean, they can be recalibrated, and you can call the Scotts helpline 800-543-TURF, T-U-R-F, 800-543-TURF, and they can help you figure that out. But that might be you might be worth something there on eBay with an old antique spreader.
Well, as I was telling you earlier, we were doing some traveling around. We stopped at an antique store, and I found an old Scott silent lawnmower.
Yeah.
And I bought this lawnmower because when I first started working in the nurseries, that lawnmower, I used to sell it. And that's over 40 years ago. And it's, tell you, Ashton, it works like a charm. Ashton, hold on a second. We'll come up on a break, and I want you to give our listeners a few more tips of what they should be doing for the lawn at this time of the year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from Scott's Company. About getting your lawn ready for the arrival of spring. It's here, it's time to get out in the yard, and it's time to get the lawn fed. Ashton briefly touched about different fungus problems that we have in the lawn, snow mold being one. And Ashton, tell us a little bit more about snow mold. How does it get there, and what is the best way to really prevent that and other diseases from getting into our lawns?
Well, a healthy lawn is usually pretty good at not getting a whole lot of problems. And, of course, feeding your lawn regularly with proper nutrition is what it takes to have a healthy lawn, because then you have a healthy root system. You and I are healthier if we eat properly, and it's the same with your grass. If it gets fed properly, then it's going to be healthier. And snow mold is a problem that crops up typically when you have big piles of snow. And the temperatures are starting to warm up, and you're starting to get some spring-like days. But underneath the pile of snow, it's set like in the 40s, but it's a lot of moisture. There's not a lot of sunlight getting down to the lawn. And so even though it's dormant, it's kind of starting to warm up a little bit, but then the fungus kind of attacks the grass blades and mats them together so that they are kind of, look like they're kind of stuck together. You know, one of the other things that, to kind of shift from fungus, one of the things that shows up in the spring a lot of times is all those folks that have dogs that, you know, you let them out towards the backyard, and there's a lot of snow, the dog doesn't want to go very far. You know, it's like right off the back porch is where the dog spots start showing up. And then as your grass starts to green up, then you've got areas that just don't green up because they've got dog damage. And there's a lot of soluble salts in those spots, and so the grass just isn't able to grow. Well, what's kind of neat is Scott's has a new product this year called Easy Seed Dog Spot Repair. It's kind of an extension of a new product we introduced year before last called Easy Seed, which is just like its name implies, an E and a Z, and it's easy. Has the mulch and the starter fertilizer and the grass seed all in one. But the new Dog Spot Repair also has some ingredients in there to help neutralize the soluble salts that are in those dog spots so that the grass seed has a chance to germinate and actually grow and fill in those damaged areas.
Now, we had a caller early this morning that was telling us that raccoons or skunks or something coming out of their winter sleep is beginning to dig in their lawn. And I tried to explain that, you know, the ground is still cold. These insects are still, for the most part, dormant. When would you suggest that they begin to put down an insect control if, in the past, they've had insect problems?
Well, something like grubs is a lot of times the food that the raccoons and skunks are looking for. Of course, the grubs are, any grubs that were there from last fall are very deep down in the ground, so they would be kind of hard to find them right now. Excuse me, I had a sneeze there. But if you see some grubs in the spring, a lot of times they're not doing a whole lot of damage. They're getting ready to emerge as adult beetles. The kind of beetles that hang around your porch light in the early summer, and the ones that feed on your Japanese beetles that feed on your roses and other plants. So what we've suggested to folks is that you do a one application a year of the Scotch Grub X around May, then that will protect you from grubs for this coming year. And of course, if you put one on last May, then you're probably in pretty good shape. You probably don't have very much in the way of grub problems in your yard this year, this spring.
So it's still a little bit early to put down something like that.
Yes.
Okay. So this time of the year, concentrate on waking up the grass that's there and getting some good fertilizer down. If you had crabgrass, put down a crabgrass pre-emergence. Now, Ashton, one of the things that people will ask me all the time is once they put down the fertilizer and crabgrass preventer, I've explained to them that it creates a barrier that they cannot rake the grass. So how important is it for them to rake the grass now to let, you know, all the air circulate and to break up these fungus areas and then not rake once you've put down the pre-emergence?
Yeah, you don't want to do a lot of heavy raking after you put down the pre-emergence. You want to do it earlier on and before get the matted leaves out. And then if you have questions, go to a Scotts Lawn Pro retailer because they've been trained and they can tell you which products to use. They've got a lot of neat new products from Osmocote and Whitney Farms that they have in their stores this year.
Terrific. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us. It wouldn't be the first day of spring without having you on the radio with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard.
Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Maggie from Rhode Island, who has a question about spaghetti squash.
Maggie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you, Paul. My community garden friend suggested I call you. He listens all the time and says if Paul doesn't know it about gardening, it's not worth knowing.
Thank you. How can we help you about your spaghetti squash? What's the problem?
Well, last year I had very little success. From planting 50 or so seeds, I got two vines, quite a few blossoms, and two squash. So
oh, wow.
I don't know what I was doing wrong.
Okay. I think probably the problem that you have is the soil is on the acidic side. And for your squash to be really, really productive, you need to make the soil a little bit sweeter. So before planting, if you, I mean, do you have the same area year after year, Maggie?
I've only, I can move within a small garden. I can move around.
Okay. Then what I would suggest that you do is either get some limestone to put down now, and that will help you later on during the year. If you have a wood stove, take the wood ash from your stove or from your fireplace and broadcast it. Now, to give you an idea, a 5-gallon bucket will cover 500 square feet of garden. So the bucket that you use to wash the kitchen floor is a 2.5-gallon. So that will cover 250 square feet, which is 25 feet by 10. Okay? And using wood ash, it will help you to neutralize the soil in about 10 to 14 days. Powdered lime will take up to 6 months. Or if you've got a big area and no lime, Jonathan Green has something called Magic Cal, and it will neutralize the acidity in a 10 to 14 day period also. So that would be the first step that I would do. The next thing I would do is when you plant, you can buy mycorrhiza, and mycorrhiza is the new technology of gardening. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria that's found in the soil in small amounts. They have found that if you add more of this to your soil, it will speed up the growing process of your plant. And I tried it 3 years ago by accident. I was planting perennials underneath a red maple. I put some in the hole of all my perennials. The following year, that red maple, which normally grows a foot, grew 3 feet in 1 year. It's incredible. And you can buy mycorrhiza at your local garden center. It's a great product. One of the companies is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a liquid form of mycorrhiza. And there's also a new company from California called Natural Technology. And Natural Technology is a powdered form of mycorrhiza. And I'll tell you, if you use that, you'll have enough spaghetti squash for the whole neighborhood. Give it a try. But lime first. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has a question about spraying.
Well, good morning. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Last year I had a problem with indoor plants having these little flies on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me or recommended an all organic spray that smells like spices to put on it, and it worked wonderful. The only thing is I can't remember what it is for this year. I need to refill it.
Okay, it's called Farm Solution. And it's a company from the West Coast. It seems to be a lot of West Coast companies are working on organics. But Farm Solution is the name of the company, and it's a fungus gnat killer. Also new, it's not organic. A company called Bonide Lawn and Garden, they have a new fungus gnat control. And it's called 8 Indoor Insect Control, and it's a powder that you mix with water that you can treat your indoor plants with it, and it will kill the fungus gnats that live in the soil. A fungus gnat, as you said, is a little tiny fly like a mosquito but smaller. I always think of a fungus gnat as the insect that you get if you keep bananas on your countertop too long. You go to grab the banana because it gets all black spots as it ripens.
And these little tiny flies appear. The fungus gnat is that size. They live on the organic matter in your house plants. So the peat moss, the compost, and products like that. Excuse me. So, if you can put down the 8 for indoor plants, it will take care of the fungus gnats. Now, if you have a lot of indoor plants and you don't treat them early, they will go from one plant to the other, to the other, to the other, and before long, this little bug has contaminated all of your plants. They feed on soil, on the organic matter. They're not going to hurt your plants, but they can really become a nuisance in your home. So it's Bonide Lawn and Garden, 8 for houseplants, or Farm Solution for indoor plants, and that's organic, and that will take care of the fungus gnats also. Great question, and very, very timely. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Pat from Maine, who has a question about an asparagus rose.
Pat from Maine, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling concerning my asparagus bed. I put in a new asparagus bed 2 years ago and put it right into my garden to decrease the weeds that would grow between, and covered it with decay. And I was wondering if there is something I can plant between the asparagus, because I feel like it's a waste of space. I was thinking maybe strawberry plants or just some regular garden plants.
Oh, sure. Asparagus is a wonderful perennial vegetable. It comes up every year, and once it's been in the ground 3 years plus, you can actually harvest fresh asparagus for up to 6 weeks or more, depending on how well you take care of it. But in between the asparagus plants, if you want to plant in strawberries, which again are going to be perennial, the asparagus and the strawberries will grow in harmony. And with the strawberries growing around the base of the plant, they're not going to interfere with the foliage of the asparagus. The asparagus is going to grow up to be in the 6 foot range in height, because it gets taller and taller, produces that beautiful green feathery type foliage that a lot of people use in their cut flower arrangements when they're harvesting, you know, marigolds and zinnias and all of the great cutting flowers from their gardens during the summer season. So, you know, besides fresh asparagus, the foliage can be used as a fresh green for your centerpieces and for your cut flowers. But you can plant strawberries there, no problem at all. If you have a shortage of space and you like lettuce during the heat of summer does not do well because it doesn't like to be hot. So if your foliage for your asparagus is nice and thick and full, you could plant around the base fresh lettuce seedlings, and that way you can harvest lettuce during the summertime because of the shade that the foliage of the asparagus will produce. And if you want more information on lettuce, check out the newsletter. If you don't receive the newsletter, go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says newsletter. Just click on it, put in your email address, and every Thursday we will send you a new newsletter. This past week, I gave you directions on how to grow lettuce in your garden. And what I do when it gets really hot, I love fresh lettuce. I either plant it in the shade, on the edges of my plantings because of the color, or I'll plant them at the base of tomatoes, broccoli, peppers. Plants that get big but have high foliage. And asparagus would be a great place to grow lettuce as a secondary crop. And that way you get better usage of your garden. And that was a great question, Pat. Thank you. If we can help you, the phone number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have an easier time in your garden. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jim from Rhode Island, who has a question about grass.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. My yard is a tribute to this show. I must say, it's, you are the shining light here, second only to the sun. I have had zero success in growing grass under the north side of a tulip tree. I know there's another name for that, but that's, I think, a name that you might be familiar with. So I'm wondering if there is some type of ground cover, perhaps besides bark mulch, that I could put down there.
Okay. Well, there is also a grass that you can plant.
Oh, great.
There is a company from Canada, mm-hmm. and the name of the company is called Wildflower Farm. And they have developed varieties of grasses that mm-hmm. will grow a lot slower than your traditional lawn that will grow underneath trees. And if you go to my website, mm-hmm. you can find Wildflower Farm. Now, for a ground cover, one of my favorites is called Euonymus coloradus. And Euonymus is burning bush. But there is an evergreen ground cover called Euonymus coloradus. It's green during the spring, summer, and fall, and like the burning bush, turns brilliant red late fall, stays red all winter and into the early spring. You put them 18 inches apart and they're crazy.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do. If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, five generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Remember, it's time to wake up the lawn. It's time to edge the beds. Begin to feed your perennials. You can also begin to fertilize your roses and your fruit trees. So if you're going to do some feeding, use something that's organic and something that's natural, but start doing it in the days to come. And if the snow is gone where you live, let's get moving. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mike from Massachusetts, who has a question about corn.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question about growing corn.
Yes, sir.
Can you grow two different kinds of corn in the same area, or will there be a problem with that?
No, you can plant corn in the same area. What you want to try and do, Mike, is so that you don't have cross-pollination between the two of them and you lose the flavor, get two different varieties that are going to ripen at different times. So get one that's going to ripen in, let's say, 80 days, and one that's going to be 90. That way it doesn't all come in at the same time, and you don't mix the flavors. Farmers, they'll grow fields, and they'll have more than one variety in the same field, but they plant different varieties that will ripen at different times of the year. And you can't plant just a single row. You're better to plant it in a block, because corn is pollinated with the wind. not by bees, because the pollen is very heavy. So rather than plant two long rows, one variety on each, plant a double row of the same thing, half the length, and then the other half of the double row could be a different variety, or in a block, you know, five rows by five rows, and then another block the same. But if you can do that, it will ensure that you'll have more kernels per corn because of the wind pollination. The other thing with corn, they are hungry. And if you're using a fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, the old-fashioned fertilizers, many years ago I worked with a man from Indiana, and his family raised corn. And he told me that he fertilized that field at the time of planting in May. They would feed. They would feed in June, July, August, and September. And they ended up with plants that grew 7 to 8 feet tall, but they produce more ears per plant. They're heavy feeders. If you want to stay organic, then put plenty of manure or compost at the time of planting, and then use the mycorrhiza type fertilizer. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria that you put in the trench at the time of planting, and it stimulates the root system, giving it the ability to use fertilizer that is normally not available to the root system of your plant. The microbes are able to break up this unavailable fertilizer so that the plant can use it, and also side dress once or twice during the growing season. So feed it heavy, consider mycorrhiza, and plant in double, triple, or even five wide rows, either in a square or in a double line, so that the wind can do a better job with the pollinating of your plant. The technology of corn is good. You're getting a lot of sweet flavors, and if you can try and stagger the ripening, that way you don't get it all at once and have to say, well, I got to put it in the freezer. If you can choose ripening varieties 10 days apart, 5 days apart, you'll do a lot better. And also, stagger the time that you plant, so that they do not all come out at the same time. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.